get to the Daily Dust. Yeah, it's time. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, dishing. Lightly, though, it's a light dusting of gossip. Pamela Anderson got a Golden Globe nomination for The Last Showgirl. Ooh, I have Oscar hopes for her. The movie Amelia Perez got 10 nominations, including acting nods for Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez. And The Bear got 5 nominations. Following its Golden Globe nomination for Best Original Song, The Last Showgirl's Miley Cyrus has released her single, Beautiful That Way. Okay, hold on. Take a listen. It's really very nostalgic and sad.
The rose she'll cut you a thought. She's beautiful that way.
The Last Showgirl premieres December 13th in theaters. I have a feeling this one's going to be a tearjerker. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour made a record $2 billion in ticket sales. Taylor also gave out $197 million in bonuses to everyone who worked on the tour, from bus drivers to physical therapists. Cynthia Erivo reacted with surprise and gratitude upon receiving her Golden Globe nomination for Wicked.
My gosh. This is the wildest, craziest ride in the world, and I'm really, really grateful. Like, I'm really grateful. I'm literally shaking.
Oh, that's sweet. Ben Affleck is reportedly adjusting to single life and not interested in dating. Good choice, dude. Good choice. Bella Hadid appears in the final season of Yellowstone as Sadie, the girlfriend of horse trainer Travis Wheatley. And, of course, Beth has issues with her.
You seem like a moderately intelligent young woman. How can you work for this?
I would never work for a horse trainer. Travis is my boyfriend.
I take the intelligent part back.
Here's the funny part. The part of Travis, the horse trainer, is played by Taylor Sheridan, the creator. Yellowstone airs Sundays on the Paramount Network. And the shortlist for Time Magazine's Person of the Year includes Kate Middleton, Vice President Kamala Harris, Joe Rogan, Trump, and Elon Musk. Kelly Clarkson and my band, y'all, performed a rendition of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
The years we together.
This is why she's our American Idol.
If the fates allow, hang the shining star upon the highest
mountain. Get it, girl, get it. Okay, all right, I'm sorry. All right, calm down, Audra. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You made it back to number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And Sabrina Carpenter says, please, 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 her song is based on real life events.
It felt like a fraction of me that I had been like waiting to not only write, but to put out and then perform. And then it makes me so excited for the rest of the project because it feels very aligned with like all the music I grew up listening to that I love, but also very much myself. And that song was obviously based on real life events.
Right. Ah, it's a good one. It's a banger. I like it. Anyway, all right. Okay, I got a dirt alert. And it has nothing to do with Jay-Z and Diddy. Chris Rock was performing at a billionaire's private Christmas party when he bailed in the middle of his set. On the way out, he complained about how he wasn't supposed to be taped, videoed, or reported. What? You don't want people to know that billionaires are paying you millions of dollars for their private parties? What, Chris Rock? Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. No, I'm not going to slap Chris Rock. Calm down.